Right, at Christmas time, because you mentioned that you used to get to pick your own birthday presents when it came to your birthday, but at Christmas time, would they give you presents or would people donate gifts for the children?
There was never a child in the orphanage that never got a present at Christmas time. Some would get more than others. Some would have parents that would send up presents for their child. Sometimes a child, particularly like myself, who had parents but didn't see them and didn't get gifts from their parents, would be given a gift by the orphanage, because they had no shortage of donations and supplies of toys and things like that. But what was also quite interesting about the Christmas period was that I would say that we were actually having a better Christmas in the orphanage than outside kids in other outlying villages and communities. It was a big day, and it was a very busy day. It started off, you know, sort of service in the church at 6 o'clock, or maybe 7 o'clock, and then we would all sit down for dinner at a set time. We would all be in maybe in our own houses, but we would go into our dining rooms, which were quite large affairs. And we'd all sit around the dinner, and everybody was given their set piece of turkey, their potatoes, their XYZ. And then you had to write to your orphanage and auntie and tell them exactly what you had on that plate. That again was another type of sort of way of the orphanage explaining to the people that were giving them monetary donations exactly. We were having the same as you were having at your home, you know, and you how many Brussels sprouts you got and how many roast potatoes you got and such like, and then what followed afterwards, you know. And it was all noted in letters, and I've even seen some of the letters that I've written about what we had, and it was. It's amazing what you can write about a meal. and it was very thorough, let's say. And in fact, you had to rewrite the letter if you hadn't included the trifle that followed afterwards, you know. And then, of course, the crackers and all the things that went with it, you know. So usually Christmas, I would say, for orphanage kids, was actually a better experience because of the whole community thing than people in the outlying homes and villages were having. We had a very full day of activities, and Santa Claus would come round, which was quite often just the warden dressed up. But, you know, we would have Santa Claus come round, and it was a very thrilling time, Christmas, as a youngster in the orphanage. And again, I have photographs at home whereby, you know, the donations that they were looking for Christmas and the kind of letters and the pleading that would go on for Christmas for different donations